Acting with an accent, stage dialect instruction by David Alan Stern, the French accent. Lesson 1, creating the resonance of the French accent. Before we actually examine the specific sound changes, those vowel and consonant substitutions between standard American speech without an accent and English as it is spoken with the French accent, we are first going to look at the changes which take place in the overall timbre or resonance of the voice, the kind of sound changes that we can readily attribute to a general alteration in the shape or the configuration of the vocal tract. This is a change we're talking about here, which is not just felt in specific, clearly defined phoneme substitutions, but throughout the entirety of the speech you do in this accent. Now, in my approach to accent and the dialect instruction, we try to find a specific point in or around the mouth which represents the focus for the vibration of the sound, the point where the energy of speech seems to be concentrated. Now, I call this spot the imaginary point of focus, or the point of maximum vibration for the given accent or dialect. Now, in standard American English, without an accent, which I've just switched to now, I personally imagine that point of focus to be located about in the middle of the oral cavity. It's a spot about halfway back and about halfway between the tongue and the palate. You can find that spot pretty easily by flexing your cheeks a little bit and putting the fingers, one finger of each hand, into the hollows of the cheek. And if the cheeks were flexible enough to meet, that spot in the middle where they came together would represent approximately the point of maximum vibration that I imagine for standard American English. But with the French accent, the resonance or the vibration point of energy is moved very far back in the oral cavity and high up, so that it focuses on a point at the very back or the very bottom of the uvula. Now, the uvula is rrr, that flap which hangs down from the back of the soft palate. It is this uvula, or the back tip of it, which forms the fork in the road. The fork in the road where above the uvula goes the airflow and the sound flow into the nasal cavity, and below the uvula and the velum goes the flow of air and the sound into the oral cavity. So we have here this combination of a rear mouth and rear nose focus, or rear mouth and rear nasal focus, for much of the sounds of the French accent. Now, exercise 1 for the French nasality is imagining the point of focus. In this first of several exercises I'm going to give you to establish this new point of resonance for French accent, we are not actually going to do any physical adjustment to the mouth, but we'll just have you try to imagine or to will the sound up and back to the new focal point. Now, this technique does work for some people, but if it's not enough in your case, don't worry, because we'll be adding several more specific muscular exercises in just a few minutes, which give you specific changes in the positioning of the mouth. Now, the way we'll work this first exercise is to count numbers in groups of 3, first giving the 3 counts in the central resonance of American English without the accent. Then you'll have time to repeat that after me. Then I will shift to the new point of focus, imagining or visualizing the point up at the juncture of the throat and nose at the uvula, and give the same 3 counts and you repeat. All I'm asking you to do right now, though, is to try to sense or picture that point of maximum vibration moving way up and back to that juncture point where the nose and the oral cavity split. The specific changes, as I said, in the shape of the mouth will come in a few minutes. All right, let's try. Middle of the mouth focus. 1, 2, 3. Really feel that vibration of the middle point and say it. 1, 2, 3. You repeat. Now shifting conceptually up to the new point of focus and feeling it back there on the uvula. 1, 2, 3. Picture it there. You do it. Now, as we move on to 4, 5, 6, you do even more of a sensing of not only picture the sound moving, but really trying to feel it up there on the velum. Feel it very much more. So again, we'll do in the middle of the mouth, 4, 5, 6. Feel it in the middle. And now it shifts 4, 5, 6, and you really repeat it and feel it up there. So you can feel some of the vibrations in the back of the nose, some in the back of the throat. Switching to the middle again, 7, 8, 9. And up to the new point, 7, 8, 9. And now the whole series, both ways, from 1 to 10. First in the middle of the mouth, American really feeling that sense of focus right smack in the center. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now, picturing the point going up and back and trying to sense the vibration up there at the juncture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exercise 2 for the French resonance, generating the French nasality. Now, the French nasality is just a bit complicated. There are many linguists who caution that the French nasality is not pervasive. That is, there is not a constant flow of phonated air through the nose on all of the voiced sounds. The air does not actually pass out through the nose all the time, as it does, for example, in the Australian dialect, or in several other dialects, or even French-Canadian, where the sound comes through the nose all the time. But in the French accent of France itself, even though the focus of the vibration is always at that spot where the throat divides between the nasal and oral cavities, giving that sound a certain sense of nasal focus all the time, but still most of the time it is still only right in the presence of nasal consonants when the nasal passage actually opens up and the voice is given a full nasality. Now, of course, those three consonants are M, M, N, N, and G, the NG are the ING endings. So, when you have an N at the beginning, it will spill over neighbor, or open, open, it will open on the E sound before, Parisian, Parisien, Parisien, it will open before the end there. But even though we don't have this full nasality all the time, because the nasal focus is so dominant, and because that full nasality does assimilate sometimes in the presence of the nasal consonants, we will practice now producing a classical nasality just briefly here. I'd like you first for a moment to take the sound N, 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 and extend it out for a few seconds like that. Just do it with me. N, N, N. Now continue into the O sound, making the word O. N, no, N, no, N, no. Now if you put one finger at the opening of the nostrils and one finger in front of the mouth, and if you're using the general American pronunciation of the word no, you'll feel the air coming out of the nose on the N sound, mmm, and then switching down and flowing out of the mouth on the O vowel. O, n, o, no. If you do the word me with the m and the e, me, me, you'll find the same thing happening. The M will flow air through the nose, and the E will come through the mouth. Now, if you close your mouth and just make gibberish sounds out of your nose, and then you open your mouth slightly and still retain a large portion of the nasal airflow, but you'll start to get the sense of the nasality or the mix of phonated air going out through the nose and out through the mouth. Now, just before, we were going n-o and m-e. where the consonant was nasal and the soft palate was closed up against the throat and all of the airflow was through the mouth on the vowel. This time, let's keep the nasal passage open and retain the nasal flow after the mouth opens for the vowel, and you get no, 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 and me, 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 with the nasality now imposed on the ordinarily non-nasal vowel. Try it a few more times right after me. Me, you do it. Me, me, no, no, no. Now, let's just do some vowel sounds without nasal consonants and try to switch between the totally oral sound and a partially nasal resonance. Let's do e, I, a, o, u. E, I, a, o, u. With the nose closed from the back and just a regular oral sound. You do it. And now, with some of it coming through the nose, e, I, a, o, u. E-I-A-O-N. If you're having trouble getting that mix, close your mouth completely first. Then retain it with the mouth opening slightly. E-I-A-O-N. E-I-A-O-N. And you should now have at least begun to produce the basic nasality, but it is not yet the French nasality.
Exercise 3 for the French resonance, giving a velar or uvular focus to the nasality. Now, the sounds we have just been producing were nasal, but they seem to have a frontal focus. What you have to do now, in order to get the French rear focus, is to lift the uvula, lift that flap that hangs down in the back of the throat, lift and flatten it upward towards the throat so that the sound focuses, not in the back, not in the front of the nose, but in the back of the nose, rather close to the uvula. Now don't tighten your throat. Don't do or anything like that. Keep it very, very loose. But go Lift that uvula slightly and form a more functional, larger resonance cavity in the very back of the mouth and let some of the phonated air spill into the back of the nose. E-I-A-O-U, instead of E-I-A-O-U, it's E-I-A-O-U. Notice that when you do lift the uvula back and up slightly, flattening it out, that even when the valve to the nose is closed, even when all of the sound is coming out through the mouth, E-I-A-O-U, and I did that with my nose closed in front, you still get a bit of the sense of this velar or soft palate focus, E-I-A-O-U, which makes it still seem relatively nasal. Let's try that rear focus now. Try just the sound on, as if you were going to say the word on, O-N, on, but you never quite got to pronounce the N fully. You're just going to pronounce the vowel with that combined rear, oral, and slightly nasal focus. On. Oh, lifting that velum, Exercise 4 for the French nasality just adds a little additional physical movement, which in and of itself does not contribute that much to the French resonance, but which may secondarily aid you in that upward and backward movement of the uvula that leads to this French resonance. If you focus to the rear of the oral and the nasal cavities as you do that, try lifting your top lip and dilating your nostrils slightly. Now, this slight movement forward at the very front of the cavity at the same time that the uvula is lifting backwards at the very back of the cavity helps you by letting you think of this general elongation in both directions. Let's try these new moves. Let's use letters of the alphabet. I'll say A in the normal American focus and resonance. You repeat it. And then I'll do these movements of lifting the uvula flap in the back, while in the front you extend the top lip forward and slightly dilate your nostrils. All right? Middle of the mouth, A. Now lifting both the back of the uvula and the lip, A. B. B. C. C. D. doing all of these things. D, D. Now going back to the vowels. E-I-A-O-N. E-I-A-O-U. You imagine the sound moving. You extend the uvula backwards and you extend the lip forward and dilate the nostrils. So all together now. E-I-A-O-U. 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 Finally, going back to the counting again and applying all of these aids to establish the French resonance. Middle of the mouth. 1, 2, 3. Shifting. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. And the whole sequence in French focus to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You do it. And that is the end of the lesson introducing the new resonance of the French accent.